like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
This is It's Movie Time.
It's Movie Time.
Linny.
Yes, John.
Ruben Östlund's The Square.
Yes, indeed.
Won the Palme d'Or, that golden palm from Cannes in 2017.
Right.
Is there anything that you can see about this movie that would merit that highest distinction at Cannes?
Yes, I think I do see something there. It stars Klaus Bang with an appearance by Elizabeth Moss. It's intellectually challenging, and it literally held me hostage for 2.5 hours.
That's a good phrase.
It's not a plot-driven film. It's more situational. Bang plays Christian, the handsome, privileged, accomplished curator of the, I love the name of this, the important contemporary ex-Royal Museum of Stockholm. The title of the film refers to their new exhibit, which is a small square in the front plaza, a little bit of thin white light around this square. And this small square represents a safe place of trust and caring, and these are the words they use, all share equal rights and obligations.
Right. It's a performance art, and it appears that Östlund, among many other topics, you are so right, this is just full of thematic possibilities.
Right, it just goes from one thing to the next.
Right, and although it's such an award winner, it is truly has way too many themes for its own good.
Well, when I walked out, I thought this could have been two movies instead of
three or four. The questionable nature of performance art and abstract art.
Right.
Just a square. Most any normal person would say this is art.
Yeah.
But anyway, supposedly it gets you into that safe, caring. The film is hardly about being safe or caring.
Exactly. Right. It's very ironic. It's Christian's job to sell this exhibit. And the first crucial situation that occurs is when he's walking to work to the museum and he has his phone, wallet, and cufflinks stolen. And so when he gets to the museum, he is still very distracted by this theft. And he quickly approves of an appalling marketing campaign for the new square.
Here's another thematic possibility for Östlund, which is the use of promotion for art, and particularly ad agencies who have no idea what the art museum really wants to do, is just getting attention, which it did.
Right,
and that was a bad move for our curator, even in his personal relationships, dubious as to whether he's honorable or whether he's just really a cad when he's dealing with Elizabeth Moss as the TV reporter, and he beds her. It's the battle of the sexes.
Uh-huh.
It's the unsafe an uncaring world
that
we are now into, and particularly the privileged, because that's where Östlund's is strongest. Our curator represents the privileged class, and Östlund is bringing in those who are not privileged.
Right.
Thoughts about
that? These people, they look very affluent, and they walk right past beggars on the street.
Good.
They are totally unaware of what's really going on around, and they just don't care.
There's an unnerving relationship between the rich and the poor, and Östlund seems to be very happy to play on all of this.
Right. So amusing, the high-minded contemporary art world that is so pretentious in this film, and I think in real life they sometimes can be. They see themselves as the cultural elite. They've turned their back on real skill and the beauty of art. Instead, they see art as a gallery filled with mounds of gravel.
Cones of dirt. I might infer from that what they're doing is just about as valuable as mounds of dirt.
They try to be pretentious just to confound other people. I mean, they don't want people to understand because they want other people to think that they're so above them intellectually. The very awkward one-night stand that Christian has with Anne. Okay, why does she have a huge, ugly chimpanzee for a
All right, probably one of the weaknesses of the film, that Östlund fleshes that out at all, except that there probably is a connection with the banquet scene.
Yes, indeed.
And it includes performance artist as a
gorilla. I mean, and it's a very pretentious black tie dinner for the museum's donors.
But we have a film called The Square. Linda Boss McClelland, would you award this film?
I give it a B.
All right. And I'm going to award it an A-, just because I love ambiguity, obscurity, the attack on the privileged class.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews at wcbe.org.